From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump Wednesday said he made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear agreement, but declined to tell reporters what the decision was. The president has been critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, since it was signed in 2015. Vice President Mike Pence earlier told the UN Security Council that Iran remains a menace in the Middle East.
The world's leading state sponsor of terrorism continues to flout the spirit of the Iran deal, destabilizing the region and brazenly threatening the security of sovereign nations.
Mr. Trump is obligated to inform the Congress whether Iran is in compliance with the Iran agreement that temporarily curbs its nuclear activities every 90 days. The next deadline is scheduled October 15th. At a news conference at the UN, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani suggested that any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do nothing but embarrass itself. He said the JCPOA will remain as is, or it will no longer exist. Meanwhile, General John Hyten, head of the U.S. Strategic Command, said Wednesday Iran is operating under the deal, while also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles. Togolese security forces Wednesday opened fire on anti-government protesters demanding an end to the rule of President Faure Gnassingbé. Rights groups say one boy was killed and more than two dozen others wounded across the tiny West African country. Tensions are on the rise since protests broke out last month over an effort to reimpose a two-term limit on presidents. The Gnassingbé family has ruled the country since independence 50 years ago. Tuesday, Parliament failed to approve a measure providing for term limits after the opposition charged a provision would allow Mr. Gnassingbé to remain in power. This is VOA News.